Chronic glycogen depletion is a major cause of fatigue, reduced power, and performance decline in endurance athletes, especially runners and triathletes. Glycogen is the body's stored form of glucose and is the primary fuel source for moderate to high-intensity exercise. When stores become too low, muscles cannot produce energy quickly enough, causing the familiar hitting-the-wall sensation during long runs, races, or training sessions. Glycogen is stored mainly in two places, the liver and skeletal muscles. The liver stores about 100 to 120 grams, helping maintain blood glucose between meals and during fasting. Skeletal muscles store roughly 400 grams, which is the reserve most directly used during exercise. Because muscles make up most of the body's glycogen capacity, they are the key fuel source for endurance performance. Normal resting muscle glycogen levels are about 150 mmol per kilogram of wet weight after 8 to 12 hours of rest. In well-trained, rested athletes following a high-carbohydrate diet, levels can reach up to 200 mmol per kilogram. After prolonged intense exercise, muscle glycogen can fall below 50 mmol per kilogram. Performance is especially impaired when muscle glycogen drops below roughly 250 to 300 mmol per kilogram of dry weight, even if other fuels such as fat are available. The main causes of chronic glycogen depletion are inadequate carbohydrate intake, overtraining, and poor recovery. Athletes need about 8 to 12 grams of carbohydrate per kilogram of body weight per day to fully replenish muscle glycogen. For a 70-kilogram athlete, that means 560 to 840 grams of carbohydrate daily. Many athletes fail to meet this need because of busy schedules, confusion about sports nutrition, or low-carbohydrate eating patterns. Overtraining creates an energy-depleted state when training load exceeds recovery capacity. If intense training is combined with low carbohydrate intake, athletes may experience persistent fatigue, muscle soreness, and declining performance. This can contribute to overtraining syndrome, where low glycogen may worsen fatigue and performance decrements. Improper recovery also reduces glycogen restoration. Muscle glycogen resynthesis begins immediately after exercise and is fastest during the first 5 to 6 hours. It occurs in two phases, an initial rapid, insulin-independent phase lasting about 30 to 60 minutes, followed by a slower insulin-dependent phase. Without prompt carbohydrate intake, resynthesis is slowed. Muscle damage can also delay glycogen recovery by reducing glucose uptake into muscle cells. Signs of glycogen depletion include sudden fatigue, heavy limbs, reduced pace, lower power output, difficulty maintaining intensity, irritability, poor concentration, and decreased motivation. These effects are not simply mental weakness. They reflect a physiological limitation in energy production. Low glycogen can also affect muscle contraction by disrupting calcium handling in the sarcoplasmic reticulum, reducing the force muscles can generate. Glycogen depletion strongly affects endurance capacity. Research shows a clear relationship between muscle glycogen content and time to exhaustion. In one animal study, low glycogen subjects exercised for about 35 minutes, while high glycogen subjects exercised for about 167 minutes. This shows how much glycogen availability can determine endurance performance. Depletion also affects fat use. Although low glycogen shifts the body toward greater fat oxidation, the ability to use fat efficiently is not unlimited. During low-intensity exercise, trained athletes use more fat than sedentary people. As intensity rises, however, the body relies more heavily on glycogen. This is why sprints, surges, and race finishes are especially vulnerable to low glycogen stores. Prevention begins with adequate daily carbohydrate intake. Athletes should prioritize carbohydrate-rich foods, especially around hard training and competition. For a 70-kilogram athlete, daily intake should be around 560 to 840 grams of carbohydrate. This can be achieved through meals such as rice, pasta, bread, potatoes, fruit, and other carbohydrate-dense foods. Periodized training can also help. The train low, compete high approach involves strategically reducing carbohydrate availability for some lower-intensity sessions to improve metabolic adaptations, while ensuring full carbohydrate availability for high-intensity workouts and races. This should be planned carefully to avoid chronic underfueling or overtraining. Recovery nutrition is critical. Athletes should consume carbohydrates as soon as possible after exercise. A practical target is at least 1.2 grams of carbohydrate per kilogram of body weight per hour during the recovery period. For a 70-kilogram athlete, that is at least 84 grams per hour. If carbohydrate intake is suboptimal, adding protein can help accelerate glycogen resynthesis. A carbohydrate-to-protein ratio of about 4:1 is often useful, especially when time between sessions is short. For events lasting 90 minutes or longer, carbohydrate loading can maximize glycogen stores. A common approach is to consume about 10 grams of carbohydrate per kilogram of body weight per day in the days before the event. For a 70-kilogram athlete, that is about 700 grams per day. Timing matters. Loading typically begins about 2 days before the event to allow stores to fill without causing digestive problems on race day. Supplements such as sports drinks, gels, and carbohydrate protein recovery drinks can be helpful when time is limited. They provide quickly digestible carbohydrates and may support faster glycogen restoration. However, supplements should complement, not replace, a balanced diet rich in whole carbohydrates, fruits, vegetables, grains, and legumes. Monitoring glycogen status can be done through several methods. Muscle biopsy is the gold standard, but is invasive and impractical for routine use. Non-invasive options include 13C magnetic resonance spectroscopy, ultrasound-based muscle assessment, and bioimpedance analysis. Performance testing is also useful. Reduced power output, shorter time to exhaustion, and inability to maintain pace can signal low glycogen. The key takeaways are that glycogen management is central to endurance success. Athletes should eat enough carbohydrates daily, fuel promptly after hard sessions, use carbohydrate loading before long events, plan periodized training carefully, and watch for signs of depletion. Sleep, recovery, and overall health also matter, because poor rest and inadequate recovery can worsen fatigue and reduce glycogen replenishment. Mastering glycogen strategy helps athletes maintain pace, preserve power, delay fatigue, and perform better in long-distance competition.